Hello, my name is Chuck Porritt. Welcome to my Second Tree website and to my webpage titled The City of Rome in Bible Prophecy. In this webpage, I explain an important metamorphosis that took place during the Roman Civil War of 69 AD. When the city of Rome, that had long been the very heart and government seat of the ancient Roman Empire, was transformed into a city defined by religion. A city that would go on to pursue its own wealth and power through the tactic of a close cooperation between religious leaders and the state, one that would enable it to ride upon the backs of empires and kingdoms, dictatorships and democracies for the next 1900 plus years. It is this transformed city of Rome that God describes as Babylon in Revelation chapter 17. In this webpage, I explain how pagan Rome went on for the next 240 years after the Roman Civil War to do everything within its power to exterminate the Christian faith. Then, with the coming of Constantine, Rome stopped trying to destroy the Christian church and began to proclaim to the world, "I am the one true Christian church," all the while continuing to persecute those who dared to challenge its claims. In this webpage, I also explain how the Roman Catholic priesthood has fulfilled the prophecy of the Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. In that prophecy, the Apostle Paul said that the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ would not occur until a great falling away from the Christian faith had occurred first, and that after this falling away, a person would be revealed to the world whom Paul called the man of sin, one who would portray himself before the world as God standing in the temple of God. Now, personally, I don't believe that Paul was talking about one man here, but that he was talking about a group or a class of men, the Roman Catholic priesthood. How do Rome's priests fulfill Paul's prophecy? By claiming through the Roman Catholic Mass to do what the Lord Jesus Christ alone can do. Stand as God in the temple of God, offering a sacrifice before God the Father that can truly atone for the sins of men. The Bible tells us that in order for us to become genuine Christians and to enter into eternal life, we must come directly to the Lord Jesus Christ himself, by faith and through prayer. But Rome says that we must come to Rome to be saved. Because of its prolonged warfare, its persistent persecution of genuine Christians for centuries, and its direct competition against the Son of God for the souls of men, allowing millions of people to enter into eternity with false beliefs and hopes, God's fierce anger is now kindled against Roman Catholic Babylon. And that anger is going to find its expression in the fiery destruction of the greater Roman Catholic world in one day. A destruction that is described for us in Revelation chapter 18, and that will occur shortly before the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I encourage my visitor to examine my webpage and to not only see what the Bible says about Rome, but to also see what the Bible does to Rome, exposes it for what it is.